Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Larry May is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Larry is the president of a very special company, especially in a number of ways, but and especially one way that we're going to talk about. The company is called Keller Schroeder, and they're a services company. They're a performance company. They help companies like yours and mine use lots of different capabilities to do a better job and perform better. And I've asked Larry to join us today to talk to us about something that's not unique about their business, but it is kind of special. Larry May, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Evansville, Indiana, heartland, breadbasket of America.
You bet.
Right? I was up there, as you know, I was up there this summer visiting my cousin over in Boonville and just had a great time up there. And boy, howdy, was I saddened to see how the corn and the beans were burned up there this summer.
I think it's been a really difficult year for all the farmers, not just in the Midwest, but it's been particularly tough here.
Well, this year I drove all across pretty much the eastern half of the United States, quite a bit of driving across that part of the country, and I saw a lot of that and people cutting their corn early. And so it was really something. I hope you guys have a better growing year next year. But that's not the business you're in. Tell the audience what you guys do.
So we're an IT consulting company. We say we're a technology company in the performance improvement business. So we use technology, computer hardware, software, services around that hardware and software to help our clients do what they do better.
What's an example of some pain that you would stop for a company?
Well, I mean,
somebody called you up if you on the very first call, you got a call and your assistant said, Mr. May, I have someone here who wants to talk to you about their business. What would be one of the first things they would say to you that would tell you that these people are prospects for us?
Well, you use the word pain, and a lot of times that is what causes an organization to call us weak.
It's why they pick up the phone, isn't it?
Yeah, particularly small businesses who reach out to us. They're looking to us to be experts in areas that they don't have that expertise. Some of the larger businesses that we serve, we're more of in a support role,
right,
under the direction of their project managers. But the bottom line is we're just trying to help them to do technology better.
Well, what would they say to you? What would be something that they would say? I need, my accounting's not working. I'm not getting good reports. My teams aren't working together. We can't get control of our customer relationships. What kind of questions would they ask you?
Yeah. Well, one thing they might say is we have a whole bunch of data, and we've got a lot of employees, but we don't know how to get access to that data or can't organize it well. So we might bring a Microsoft SharePoint solution to them in a scenario like that.
So they would say, you know, we know we're a good company, but our systems are not making us competitive, not only for us to track, but also for our employees to have access to their information. We're less than competitive in that way.
Correct. On the application side, that would be an example. On the infrastructure side, they might say, well, we're concerned about are our computer systems secure? So we, Keller Schroeder, can help them do security assessments, firewalls,
right,
infrastructure solutions like that as
right.
well.
Right. Okay. And it's all based around using technology to bring those solutions in along with systems and best practices.
You bet.
Not just the ones and zeros and the on and off switches, but also the best practices to go with it.
You raise a very good point. I mean, we really hire business people first and foremost who then understand how technology can improve a business. So we really don't hire geeks.
Right.
there are computer firms that hire very, very technical people who are not business people, but that's not who we are.
Right, your people are consultants, problem solvers. They're not just technicians. And I'm glad to hear you say that. Okay, so tell us how the company got founded.
Well, in 1978, Jim Keller and John Schrader, two of our founding owners, were both IBM. They were familiar with the IBM world, and back then they both felt like they could serve regional businesses using IBM technology. So we were founded really as an IBM business partner early on, and that's sort of we've evolved a long way away from that. We still do some IBM stuff, but that's a real small percentage of what we do today.
And so those guys operated for a long time as partners, but somewhere along the way things changed, right?
Yeah, we were in business 25 years, very successful business. We're very thankful, actually very humbled by the fact that we've been profitable in every year that we've existed. But 9 years ago then, Jim and another founding owner, Dan Ahrens, John Schrader had passed away, but two of the three founding owners were looking for a way, looking for an exit strategy, and that's what brought the ESOP into play, employee stock ownership plan.
So one of the reasons why Larry's here today is to talk to us about, I want him to tell us about the company, about the kind of business they have, but also about this transformation that they made from an ownership standpoint, not from the business side, but from an ownership standpoint, from a partnership, you know, two or three guys founding a company and owning it, owning the stock that way, and everybody else being employees, over to the employees actually buying the business from those owners, right? And now you have how many employees?
75 employee owners.
That's the better way to say it, right? 75 employee owners. So everybody who clocks in every day also is punching their coupons too, right, as owners of the company.
Yeah. The idea of an ESOP is that everyone top to bottom has a piece of the action. So it's
employee
really
stock option plan. Or is it program?
Employee stock ownership plan.
Ownership plan. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I shouldn't have said option. Ownership plan. So these are ESOPs, folks. You've heard me talk about this with the folks at the Principal Financial Group and other people. We've talked about this on the show. Is this an option for you? One of the things that, Larry, that I've talked about for 15 years on the show is buying and selling businesses. And what do small business owners do when they need to sell their business? Well, one of the options is an ESOP. And we've been talking about that. And so when we come back, now that we know a little bit more about your company, it is an ESOP. You've been doing this now for 9 years. I'm going to get you to tell us, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. What's good about it? What do we need to know about it? What do we need to watch for? What are some of the challenges? Those kinds of things. Because everything is not perfect, even though it might be good. We're going to take a quick break. Larry May is with us. He's the president of Keller Schroeder. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.